We're going to start things off here with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And fear of commitment, it's not just for guys in the Friday night chick flicks anymore. You know, the ones that my wife and daughters say, oh, this is such a cute movie, and he just can't get it, you know, get it going. He won't commit. He won't get married. Okay, that's the stereotype. But there's a lot more commitment issues out there that can cause people to, just cause some real pain in their lives. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and that is true. I'll begin by saying I've got 41 years of commitment with my wife and counting.
Good for you.
That's one area of commitment that certainly I've been very happy with, and I believe she has been also. But I think in general, commitment is a bigger word than just that. That's what people tend to think often.
Sure.
Commitment really relates to the willingness, really, to make commitments in life and be willing to carry forward with them and ready to do them. And I think one of the most common things that we think of, if we have a child who decides they want to go to band or they want to join a team, that we tell them as adults, or depending on even, this can be for adults too, if we talk about children, that if you do this, you know, if we get you this instrument or if you're committed to this team, that we expect you to carry forward and not to just say, oh, this is getting a little rough or I don't like it or I'm not playing enough and all this. Is kind of to teach them the real concept of commitment and really the old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So first of all, we're trying to teach persons young and for the rest of our life the willingness to make commitments.
Sure.
Then to make sure they're reasonable. You know, we don't say we're going to all of a sudden hit 50 home runs in our first year on the baseball team. And then
that'd be nice, though. That'd be great.
That's right. And then we have to have effort with ongoing desire. That becomes an important thing because after we make the commitment, this could be, there are so many things, Dave. It could be getting a college degree, getting a particular type of skilled trade, whatever it might be. But it's the willingness to have the effort and the ongoing desire. And then we have to have the commitment that we recognize, even if we don't recognize, but it becomes part of us, becomes part of our psyche. And if you look at it, the total level of commitments that we make and we're willing to carry forward with, that really has so much to do with our success in life. Because when we deal with people, we want to make sure they're going to carry through with what they say they're going to do. We don't really necessarily think of it as commitment, but that's really what it is. Are you willing, like, every day you're there doing your show? Isn't that true? And you make a big, you know, big, that's a big commitment, and it helps the community.
Well, we hope so in a small way. It's kind of you to say. But I think, you know, the idea that, you know, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
Absolutely.
You've got to go through it. I think a great way with kids, too, is, you know, I remember when some of mine were younger and they wanted to, you know, a pet, and I'd say, you know, your mom and I, when, and I'm not comparing kids to pets necessarily, but we made a lifelong commitment to you when we made the decision to have children, and now you want a pet, and I've got to tell you what that's going to entail. It's not just a fun few moments like a little viral video of a kitty, you know, rolling around in a ball. There's ups, there's downs. You got to be in for the rest of their life and be a good steward, and that takes a lot of commitment from you.
Well, there's no question that's a really important thing with so many children in terms of the pet. You know, we've always had cats. In fact, I'm looking at my one 15-year-old cat just as I'm sitting here talking to you, actually. And it happens that is a commitment. When you have an animal, then when you have a child, that you let them know, look, this is a commitment, and this can be a lot of work, and particularly if you have a dog, because the dog's more like a person. It doesn't grow up. You have to be feeding, you have to be going out with the dog, you have to give him energy, you have to do, and it's a wonderful thing if that's the commitment you want to make. But you will find that with children that grow into adults, obviously, that have learned to love and care for animals, it's a wonderful experience, and it can be certainly transferred to experiences with human beings and others. So yes, that's another very big area of commitment. But it's just, if we really think of it, we can break down a successful life with a person who's made a number of commitments to do certain things, and they've carried forward with them. They've had the energy, and they've had passion, you know, passione, the old Italian word for passion, really a little stronger energy to it, then that's really what you need. You need to have the fire, the passion, desire, the effort, the desire, the willingness, I guess we'll say, to carry forward and do what you have to do. And you're going to find when you deal with people, you have interactions with them, you want them to be consistent. You want them to be committed to what they say they're going to do. Like, if you're setting up your program, you want to make sure that people that are going to be talking to you, like that really that nice discussion you had a little while ago about the persons that are going to be redoing the house, I believe it's in Havana, of the old...
Chrisman Company. Yep, exactly.
So that's an interesting thing. But let's say you plan that or 10 other things, whatever it might be, and people just aren't paying attention, aren't available, then that can not only negatively impact what you're doing, but negatively impacts them as people that can be counted on, and negatively impacts on the ability to get information to the community with your fine show. So it's when we really look at our lives, I think it's a very important thing to look at. Do we carry through with what we think we're going to do, what we say we're going to do, what we really are working on, or do we just kind of peter out or just kind of go, oh, well, let things go?
Doc, what about people who tend to overcommit? And is it okay sometimes to say, look, I've given this careful thought, and I can't commit to this because of X, Y, or Z? It wouldn't be fair to you. It wouldn't be fair to me. It wouldn't be fair to the project or whatever you're referring to, the job, that sometimes it's better to know what limitations are there and say, I can't do that. I can't commit, and I have reasons why.
Well, I think that's a reasonable part of commitment, because I mentioned one thing earlier, that the reasonableness, are you really able to do this? And that's part of making a commitment. I mean, you cannot be working, say, 40 hours a week and then commit to do 40 hours for something else. No, you have to make a reasonable commitment, and otherwise you're going to fail. And once you start failing at commitments, then you're going to see them not as being that important. So, no,
yeah.
I think part of being a reasonable person is making reasonable commitments and being able to, you know, carry forward. And two people with very similar facts can come to different conclusions. I think one example, there's a person who Michigan State thought was going to play a six-year football, and he decided he's going into law enforcement, and then all of a sudden there's a six-year player coming in from Nebraska who will be playing his sixth year at Michigan State. And I mean, I'm sure the facts are a little different, but you have two people, one deciding to play another year and one deciding not to, basically making commitments in different directions. And we wish both of them, by the way, to have all the best luck they can have. But no, being reasonable, carrying forward, but it's the effort and the desire and the enthusiasm and the passion in life and recognizing the importance of completing and doing a commitment once we begin it that has a lot to do with self-image and where we're going to go in life and how we're going to end up relating with people and how people are going to relate to us. Because people like people that complete and do what they say they make a commitment to do. It's just part of effective living. And
yeah,
you'd be surprised how many people
just following through. Just following through. I mean, my dad told me at the time when I graduated from college, he said, you know, and I'm proud of you, but you know, it just shows that you started, you finished what you started, you made a commitment. I said, well, a lot of people do that. He goes, but not everybody does, and not everybody finishes. And he says, don't ever forget that, buddy boy. So
you're my son on top of that.
That's right. No, I remember that well, and I thought, boy, I've scored a few points here, and I didn't think I was doing anything special. But he said, no, I want to put it in context, and that's always a good thing to do, and for your parent to frame things and follow through on your end that way and say good job, to say that a commitment had been seen through to the end and maybe it's and still ongoing. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com is the webpage here where you get the podcast. All of them are located there. Commitment, it crosses across so many various aspects of our life. Doc, always good to talk to you.
Hey, always a pleasure with you, my friend, and your friendly person there, Elizabeth. She does a great job for you in terms of getting things going and talking to people in the morning. So
you're gonna get her fired up here, too. We will visit with you again next week. More ahead, 1320 WILS.